Time for us to turn our attention to Wanderlust Wednesday. We're not going very far, it being the third wave, but some, I suppose, different conditions will be coming to us. Of course, we're expecting two big cold fronts in the coming weeks. Richard Lesueur of Snow Report South Africa will give us some perspective on this. We've already been warned, Richard, to batten down the hatches in anticipation of heavy rains. Will we potentially see some snowfall? Welcome to Breakfast with Rufilwe.
Good morning, Rufilwe, and good morning to the listeners. Yes, we definitely look like we might see some snow. We were expecting to see quite a bit more on coming in from Friday, but that looks like that's reduced quite a lot. So that'll be nothing more than a light dusting at this point. But possibly from Sunday night or Monday and Tuesday, it looks likely that there's going to be more significant snow.
About how much more is more significant?
Well, it at this stage, quite a lot. It changes constantly. Sometimes a few days before, it's quite stable in the forecast. And then sometimes it reduces, sometimes it increases. At this stage, it's looking like there's going to be quite a significant amount, and we're not going to call it yet, but quite a significant amount in places, and it might come down quite low as well.
All right, and I suppose in the mountains within reach of Cape Town.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, at this stage, it looks like it's going to be probably as close as the Winelands.
Wow.
Maybe even Somerset West will get some on the peaks, but as you head further out, Hex River area and so on, it's going to come down fairly low, so you might get it on some of the higher mountain passes even.
One of the things that is as certain as death and taxes is that when it snows near Cape Town, we get a lot of weather tourism, locals getting in their car, driving into the mountains. And the last time we were hoping to take advantage of this last year was around the time that provinces were actually restricted and districts were restricted. It being, the outset of the third wave, not to make you make any medical reports, but what are your thoughts about the safety of sort of trying to get out there and enjoy the snow, or will the conditions just be a little bit too rough?
Look, I mean, last year what happened was the traffic department restricted access to Cirrus at the beginning and turned people around. But after a while, then they actually just stopped after a few days and let people through. I mean, I think one of the things about people going snow chasing is that, you know, it's one of those things. It's fairly easy to keep a distance from people when you're out there in the snow, if there is low level snow, and in most places, you know, it's fairly easy to keep a distance. I mean, certainly if people are going out there and they're being careful, I don't think it's anything worse than going to the supermarket. If not, probably less complicated.
Okay, better in a 4x4. I imagine?
It depends. I mean, I think there's going to be, at this stage, it looks like there will be low-level snow that's accessible by vehicle in places. So some of the higher mountain passes in the Western Cape, Sutherland looks like it might get as well. Even up, if you have a look at our map on our website, snowreport.co.za, with the forecast, you'll see there's quite widespread snow forecast. So, it's certainly going to be accessible in places. Areas like the Clew Valley outside Montague might be a place that you can literally pull over on the side of the road and get some. But we always like to remind people that, you know, when you're going out and there is this low-level snow on the side of the road, it's often tempting for people to just jump over fences and go into it a little bit more. And first of all, a reminder that that is private property. But secondly, you know, you're talking about farmers' lands and farmers' fences. So please be careful and be considerate and don't do any damage.
Indeed. Very reasonable request there, especially on other people's spaces. Richard Lesueur, thank you so much for giving us that perspective from Snow Report SA. Go to snowreport.co.za to get more details.